Ghana's former president, Flight Lieutenant Jerry John Rawlings, has welcomed the decision by Libyan leader Muammar al-Gaddafi to declare an immediate ceasefire to prevent further civilian casualties. Former President Rawlings asked the Libyan leader to use the ceasefire as an opportunity to initiate dialogue with those who have divergent opinions to his government. Here is the news desk report.
At a meeting in Accra with the Libyan ambassador to Ghana, Dr. Ali Gadban, former President Rawlings called on Colonel Gaddafi to create an opportunity for discussion on the future political direction of Libya. To former President Rawlings, Libya is the last place he thought would be engulfed in such hostility. The former president said Colonel Gaddafi's stance as an advocate of people's power may have been too theoretical to some, and what is happening in Libya is a wake-up call to recognize that there is a problem that needs to be looked into. Ambassador Ali Gadban said the Libyan government was keen to dialogue with opposition groups. He said the opposition were being manipulated by external influences and were reluctant to dialogue on Libya's political future. He thanked President Rawlings for his counsel. The president of the 31st December Women's Movement and NDC Vice Chairman, Nana Kunedwajiman Rawlings, who was also at the meeting, noted that continued hostilities will affect women and children, who are the most vulnerable in such situations. Council of State member and former ECOMOG commander, General Arnold Kwenu, said President Gaddafi must show magnanimity and call for an immediate ceasefire.
How the news desk report.